You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
A new study is out saying that actually sleeping in the nude is really good for you for four different reasons. I don't know if you guys want to hear the reasons or not.
Yeah, of course I do. Are you crazy?
Number one, they say you'll sleep better because your body temperature is lower, which keeps you from waking up during the night.
Okay.
So you don't get all overheated.
I sweat
such.
No matter what.
You get cold,
that's
though.
True. You have a weird...
I wake up in a puddle of myself usually.
Yeah. Don't ever say that again.
It's time to get a new mattress. You know how they say when you buy a mattress, it weighs like 50 pounds, and then when you get rid of it, it's like 100
right.
or whatever, because you...
Skin cells,
yourself,
oils.
Like, I wish I had weighed mine before me.
What a fun game that would have been.
Fun? That is disturbing.
I feel like mine would be extra heavy because I ooze so much.
We could have done a contest on that, like a five-year contest.
Weigh that mattress.
Like Jeremy's weighing his mattress, and then everybody... It's kind of like guessing the number of, you know, like M&Ms in a jar. Something.
Right.
It's the contest that goes for 5 years.
Yeah, it's a five-year contest.
Why not? Yeah, so.
That would be hilarious.
That's
anyway,
disgusting.
So there's that. Number two is they say you actually burn more calories while you sleep.
Oh.
If you're nude.
From four to six.
And number three, I just want to gloss over. It has to do with health conditions for both women and men's sperm count. Stays
I don't
higher.
Care about that.
My
right.
sperm count stays high? Sweet.
And then number four.
That is low as possible.
And then number four, well, you took care of that problem.
I did, yeah.
Number four, did you get rechecked with after your...
I'm coming up on my 1 year
right.
on that.
And you
so,
have to go do the cup
yeah,
again.
At 1 year, at the 1 year mark.
That's in September?
Maybe we'll get the party bus for the checkup, Dom.
You know, Emily, that was a good idea. And that would have been a big event and promotion for this radio station if a certain person over here sitting to your left...
right, old namby-pamby.
Right, hadn't been all puckered about it.
We're not going to do that.
Oh, no, for your checkup, come on. On party bus.
The checkup is just dropping off a cup. I mean, you could.
Yeah,
do
that's
it
what I'm saying.
It
needed.
At home.
It needed. The moment has passed where we could have. I was going to do a party bus. For those of you who don't know, I was going to do a party bus to Jeremy's vasectomy. We're going to load it up with a keg and take a whole bunch of people. And we're going to party on the way to his vasectomy.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yes. I guarantee you I would have filled that bus.
We could still party while you're trying to fill up the checkup cup.
You want to weigh that?
Well, no. Party. You don't want a party that takes 8 or 9 hours. Number four, they say you're more likely to have a happy marriage. Marriage!
I could see that, because you can, you know, you just you touch.
Your brain will release oxytocin, which makes you feel happier in your relationship.
Touch is my love language.
You know, as a single guy, I've lived with myself for so many years that there are times that, I don't do it on a regular basis, but there are times that I would do that.
It's like, screw
you
it.
You don't really care, because you're walking around your house by yourself. It's like, who cares?
That'd be worse, I think, to
what
be
do you
in
mean?
There naked.
To be all
yourself.
Lonely?
Yeah.
You can't share it with anybody.
What if there's like an intruder, and then you're just the creepy guy sleeping alone naked?
Yeah, that almost seems more pervy.
Starfishing in the king-size bed.
Here I am, nude.
No one is next to me.
And I'm all by myself.
I'm so
ficus
sweaty.
Doesn't need to see that.
The ficus is in the living room. It wouldn't even know.
You start calling people to see if they'll come over. Hey, I'm naked tonight and I'm alone.
Just sit on the edge of the bed. Just
start
sit
right.
there.
Shadow puppets on the wall.
All right, that's not funny anymore. anyway, so there's that story. The other story has to do with something. Jeremy sent a text to Emily and to me. Talking about a Facebook friend request, and I think this might be the kind of thing we need to ax our listeners about.
Yeah, it's time for another overshare from my life. Nicole, I came home the other day, and Nicole's like, hey, you'll never guess who I got a friend request from on Facebook. I was like, who? And she said, I gotta give him a different name. Brent. Okay. It's all Brents or D-bags. Brent. Brent friended me. And I'm like, what?
You know instantly who that is.
Brent is her ex-boyfriend before me. So she was with him, living with him, met me, got kind of ugly, went with me.
She cheated on Brent with you.
That's the Cliff's Notes version. Yeah, she cheated on Brent with me
and then
had
she
to
had
break
to,
a lease.
Right,
and,
but she how long did she live with Brent after the breakup while she was dating
him? Yeah, she had to live with him for another 6 months.
She not
I
only broke
say.
A lease, Jeremy, she broke a heart in the process.
Yes, she
okay?
did.
She broke Brent's heart.
I saved her, though, because he's a total
whatever.
Tool. So she got a friend request from Brent like 14 years post-breakup. So it's been 14 years since they've been together.
Mm-hmm. What made him reach out?
I do not know.
Do they
I don't
have
know if
mutual
she...
friends on the book of face?
That I don't know.
Because maybe that's why it,
like a suggestion.
She popped up. Exactly. Because yeah. after all this time, if they don't have mutual friends, he was sniffing around for old Nicole.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, this guy got something planted in his head, or he started thinking about her, and now he's
Or maybe he's
her
been
up.
Thinking about her for 14 years.
And now he's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to friend request
her. Well, what's up with Brent? What's his life like? Well, like, how's he look?
Some of his stuff's blocked, you know, because you can block. I looked him up. Yeah, he's married now with a kid. He's doing fine, it looks like. But it's still same old Brent that I did not care for.
Is he good looking?
Not as good looking as me. Come on.
Hold on.
He's a solid seven.
When we go to break here, I'm going to sleep naked with Brent. Yes, when we go to break, Emily and I want to see him, and so do our listeners, for that matter.
Nobody's going
to
see Brent. He's a six.
Let me guess. Let me guess. You have forbidden her.
Yeah, I'm like, well, don't make it sound so controlling. I asked politely.
You're extremely
politely.
Controlling
No,
with
I'm
her.
Not. That's ridiculous. Jeremy. Don't make me sound like that.
Jeremy, you're so controlling.
I said, honey, please, I love you so much. You're the light of my life. You're my little star in a beautiful
sky. She's part of his past, though. Why wouldn't she just friend him on Facebook?
She
could say, look at the pictures of my kids, and he'll be like, look at the picture of my child.
Because it's creepy,
it's
man.
It's been 14 years.
You sound like her, because she's kind of like, you know, I might. It's been 14 years, and her argument was, you know, we were friends before we started dating.
Exactly.
We were friends.
And how long did they actually live together? Like 6 months?
No, they were together. They lived together for like 2-3 years.
Really?
So a while.
Over a decade ago. I'm with Nicole on
this. I don't
this
want
one.
Him going through her photos, looking at our kids
looking,
now,
looking
being
at
a
all
creeper.
Of her happiness.
Yeah,
happiness
it's creepy.
It's not creepy.
It's it ha-
That's
the same
what
argument.
Facebook is.
It's been 14 years. It's not necessary. Move on with your
Just
life.
Just say hello. That's what Facebook is all about. It's keeping,
reconnecting.
He doesn't need to say hello.
It's all reconnecting.
He's being a creeper.
If we did Five Calls Says It All, would you go by what they say?
No, but let's do Five Calls Says It All.
303-691-1649. Is it okay for Nicole to reconnect? Hey, Judith, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think? Is this okay for Nicole to do this? She's a grown woman. She can do what she wants, right?
I guess I want to make sure that I understand. Nicole married you on purpose, right?
We're done with this call. We are done with this.
In fact, I gave you a ding. I gave you a ding, but really what you deserve is
multiple
dings.
What else do you have to say, Judith?
She obviously loves you. She obviously chose you. You won. And so I think if you have a strong marriage and you trust your partner, then this shouldn't be a problem.
Not a problem.
But it's just, you don't find it weird that this guy just wants to all of a sudden be friends again and snoop through all of her pictures and just get back into her life?
It's not getting
Even
back
if it's
in.
Virtually, of course it is. Hmm. Then he's going to be commenting.
Well, if he was asking to meet up for coffee and he actually wanted to have a connection, that is different than wanting to just, I think, minorally check in and see how things
Well, this
are going.
Is step one.
I would say no to the coffee, but it's okay to
right.
do the Facebook.
Exactly.
You guys are solid. Weren't you just gushing yesterday about your kitchen embraces?
Right.
And how strong your marriage is. Yeah. And you're in such a great place, the strongest place you've been since you've known her.
And I got to protect it. We have to protect this marriage.
Yeah, so build a wall around her.
We can't have these outside influences.
Judith, thank you for being on the show.
Bye, girl.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, Judith.
And thanks for making me laugh. That is fantastic.
Done with her.
Here's Krista from Aurora. Hello, Krista.
Good morning.
What do you want to add to this?
So I don't see a problem with the friend request thing. He's a guy from the past. It's not like he means anything to her still after all these years. But at the same time, if Jeremy's uncomfortable with it, then somebody who doesn't matter to her life shouldn't be a deal to blow up.
Well, that's
I
true.
Like that.
That's true.
I like
but
that
let
a
me
lot.
Just as the devil's advocate here, Krista, you're right. If it makes Jeremy uncomfortable, but you have to understand everything makes
no,
Jeremy
No, it doesn't.
Everything
you're
makes
such
you
such an exaggerator.
Everything about Nicole makes you uncomfortable.
No,
well,
I don't.
Dom, start talking about Nicole.
So build a wall right here.
Krista,
call me Trump.
I agree with Krista, though. It's true. You have to, if it comes down to it, it's. I think it's a completely harmless act on Brent's part.
We think.
Yeah, you don't know.
You have to think about the two relationships. What's more important? Is the past relationship more important to you or the current relationship
well,
more important?
have to make that.
But if the current,
that's an extreme.
If it's upsetting the current relationship, yeah. That's the more important
she should,
one.
If so. I, you know, genuinely
everything
say,
upsets
don't do
him.
That. No, it doesn't. Quit saying
you're
that.
You're getting upset right now.
Well, it's you. I'm upset at you.
Krista, I'm not sure where to put your vote down. You said it was okay, and then you said it wasn't okay.
Well, I think it's harmless, but I don't think that it's worth it.
So don't do it.
So don't do it.
Not if it makes them uncomfortable.
All right. Uncomfortable.
So Jeremy
Fair
is
enough.
Manipulating the outcome
right.
of this.
No, I'm not.
Call.
I'm uncomfortable.
Thank
right
you,
now.
Krista. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Appreciate
Maybe
that.
Maybe if you put your pants on, you wouldn't be so uncomfortable.
What? Here's Shelly, also from Aurora. Hi, Shelly.
Good morning.
Where's this vote coming from? What do you got?
I'm going to say no. I'm with Jeremy. I think when you've been together with someone for this long and you have kids, exes are scorched earth. No need to start planting trees.
Yeah, oh, that's that
Whoa.
Is beautiful. That was poetic.
That was proverb.
That was poetic.
That's really cool.
I like
but
you.
But can't you, gosh, can't you look Can I, back and be like, look how far I've come, and hey,
why,
like, this
and
was,
reminisce
this
how
okay.
great that relationship used to be, and
doesn't it feel like, then you're like rubbing it in their face, the scorched earth, no need to go there.
Yeah. You know, and there's something else that just popped into my head that Jeremy's going to deny, but I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. Jeremy, you're the guy who never throws away anything. You yeah. store and collect yeah. everything from your yeah. life. You have got school papers from third grade.
I do, yes.
Okay. So I tend to believe that somewhere squirreled away in your garage or basement, you have stuff from old girlfriends that you're holding on to.
I'm sure.
Look me
yeah,
in the eye and don't
I have
lie to me.
Yeah, there's photos of me
so,
and
so you're hanging on to your past.
Nicole does have photos of her and Brent still, too.
Those aren't the ones that you went into her stuff and threw away?
No, that was years ago. She still has a few.
Okay, no,
she
no.
has a few.
Let's get to the medium of choice. Jeremy, I know, he is one of his ex-girlfriends I used to work with, and he's friends with her on Facebook.
What?
Yep.
Which one?
The you cute, have an
the
ex...
The cute one that kind of has a lisp.
You have an ex-girlfriend? As a friend on Facebook.
I know who you're yes. talking about. We dated for like 48 hours.
No.
Dated.
Yes.
The one with the pretty eyes.
Shelly, all of a sudden,
oh,
we've got a double standard
oh,
here.
She has showed up at remotes.
Shelly,
yes.
we have a double standard.
Yeah, there, Jeremy, that's not okay either.
She showed up at a opening day remote like 7 years ago. One time.
I have not been on
if
the show
since. If you can have an ex-girlfriend yes. as a Facebook friend, why can't Nicole...
I'm
because
sorry.
I
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Live with this one. I didn't sleep with this
well,
one.
Well, yes, you did.
I didn't go through a nasty
you,
breakup
you
with this one.
Exchanged fluids.
Yeah.
No.
Shelly, thank
for like
you for calling.
48 hours.
Whoa. The total
man,
dynamic
no.
just changed.
You, how does that now, bus feel I that
went,
I threw
no.
you under?
Now, if I went and friended the chick that I was pretty much with when I met Nicole, that would cause...
What difference does it make? It's an ex-girlfriend. Here's Colleen from Parker. Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
So you see how things are changing here as we dig in. It's like a courtroom case. You know, at first it's just laid out there and you might form a decision. But then as you get more witnesses on the stand, mm-hmm. it can influence
Objection.
You. Colleen, what do you think?
I think it is not okay. And the reason I do, it's like preserving a little black book. And it's just unnecessary. It's too much time going into the past. It should always be honoring the significant other or spouse right. that you have at the time.
Appreciate so should Jeremy
appreciate it. Jeremy, so appreciate you need to unfriend that other person.
Yeah. All right.
Right,
I will right now.
Her.
I'm going to do it right now.
You're going to have to unfriend her.
You're going to have to
totally
do it while
different
I'm
situation though. Totally different.
Well, no, you can't like make addendums to make this rule work for you. If you're gonna look forward.
He always has. Colleen, I'm glad you called.
Right
Have
now.
A great weekend, okay?
Oh, thank you. I wish you all the very same, and I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
we love you back. All right, so it was 3-1 in favor of it's not okay. Chris, you just walked in the room. What's your take on this?
No, it is not okay.
Chris comes at it from a very, you're a jealous personality. And I don't mean that in a snarky way. You just are. You're a jealous personality. And so I can see why you would think that's horrible for him to do this.
Well, yeah, I would think that it's time for a restraining order. I mean, who is this guy? Why is he doing this?
That escalated quickly.
Wow.
Whoa.
Restraining.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.